In a street market in Bangkok's financial and business district, merchants hoped for better times after the uncertainties of Thai politics over the past year. Business has slowed since the military ousted Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat from power last month. The new Prime Minister, General Suriyat Chulanot, was appointed earlier this month and has promised to stress local economic growth. Don, a seller of music compact discs, says he is willing to give Mr. Suriyat time to put his policies in place. Don says the Prime Minister is new to the post, so he needs time to improve the economic conditions. And, he adds, the economy is not expected to deteriorate. Although consumer spending and tourism have slumped since the coup, economists and business leaders say they expect little long-term damage. Bob Broadfoot, from the political and economic risk consultancy in Hong Kong, says investors are still positive on the economic outlook.
They've taken it in stride. And given what's happened to date, I don't think there's going to be many repercussions, but they are watching now.
The key was in the smooth transition of power after the bloodless coup on September 19th. Even before the coup, the economy had been healthy despite months of political uncertainty and protests against Mr. Thaksin this year. Gross domestic product is expected to grow more than 5% this year. Broadfoot says the economic resilience highlights the fact the coup was largely tied to politics, not the economy.
Thailand's economic track record has been quite impressive. That's not the issue behind the fall of Thaksin. But that's what makes this coup so unique, is that it was strictly politics. It had very, very little to do with the state of the economy. Mr. Thaksin did a relatively good job.
But Mr. Thaksin, say political scientists, had divided the country because he used populist policies to play low-income groups against the urban middle class and elites. Economists and political analysts say Mr. Suriyat's main task will be to heal political rifts. Two key appointments may help do that. Business leaders have indicated they approve of the new finance minister, Prettiathorn Dibakun, who is the former central bank governor, and the new commerce secretary, Kirkrai Jirapat, a respected former senior servant in the ministry. Aporn Che Rakrenkai is the chief economist with the Thai government pension fund.
Their priority is to bring in unities of the people, because there is a lot of conflict among various classes, among regions, and leave the economic in the hand of Khun Prettiathorn.
There were some immediate casualties from the coup. Consumer spending fell, with auto sales in particular dropping 10% in September. And hotels reported cancellations as news spread of tanks on the streets of the capital. But both sectors are expected to recover. Thailand is still under martial law, although the tanks returned to barracks within 2 weeks of the coup. But should the military tighten control over the public or delay elections more than a year, there could be damage to the economy. After the last coup in February 1991, there was little immediate economic reaction. But a year later, when it became clear the armed forces wanted to maintain control, there were protests that the military brutally crushed. The economy weakened sharply, and business confidence took months to repair. Shamika Siriman, a United Nations economist in Thailand, says political stability will be key to maintaining economic growth.
The worst-case scenario is built on the assumption that there's no stability politically, and that would create a huge drop in investor and consumer confidence. If that happens, then that will be the one that's going to take a great dip in growth numbers.
The UN Economic and Social Commission for Asia Pacific warned that any long-term political trouble could cause investors to pull money out of Thailand. In the worst-case scenario, the report said, growth could fall to 3%, inflation could jump to 10%, and the Thai baht might slide 20% against the dollar. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.